Danish, what a crazy game in the end.
It was, it really was. And, you know, it was all sort of like how you set it out to be. You know, you're 3-0 up and you're putting in on a perfect performance. And then that one goal before half-time, and it was like the wacky races for about 20 minutes in the second half. It was, you know, no real shape to our team. We're allowing them to counter-attack and catch us, and we're 3-1 up. We don't need to score any more goals to win the game. We just need to manage the match and control it. And we didn't do that, and it was end-to-end. You know, we're a young side. They're still developing, and, you know, we're chasing 4, 5 and 6, and then you're getting done at the other end. So at one stage at 3-2, obviously there was a five-minute period there where it was a little bit, you know, we're not going to get anything here. But thankfully we got the fourth goal. That settled us a little bit. And then 4-3, 5-3, and then once we got the fifth and the two goals, I think that knocked the stuffing out of them a bit, and the last 20 minutes we came through it quite comfortably.
Yeah, I'm sure you weren't too happy with some of the defending from your side, but you scored some fantastic goals, particularly in the first half. I mean, René Steer, that's a goal of the season, isn't it?
An absolute peach. Well, that's the way René rolls, isn't it? He don't score any tap-ins, they're just wonderful goals. Yeah, and it's a shame he had to come off, because that hurt us a little bit there with René coming off. But overall, you know, pleased with the 3 points and wonderful goals. Just some the way we've managed the game when you're 3-1 in front. You know, you shouldn't allow the opposition to be able to come back and get yourselves in that match. And we should have managed it better. And then we've got to learn from that.
Yeah, 3-0, would you like to decide, you know, to stop pushing forward so much and just sort of play a little bit more defensively, maybe?
Well, it's not a case of playing more defensively, but certainly make sure you outnumber them. You know, keep 4 against 3, or, you know, somebody holding in midfield. But it was just a bad decision from Marzi, wasn't it? You know, we're 3-0 up and comfortable. With 3 minutes to go, he's got the ball in plenty of time in the box that he can just put it down the side of him and clear it. But he's had an extra touch, he's got robbed, and then the fella's gone down for the penalty. So we're now 3-1 going in at half time. So we're going to just, again, managing the game properly. You're 3-0 up, you've only got to put it out for a throw or clear it up the pitch and go in at half time 3-0. Wait for your manager's team talk and see what the instructions are for the second half. But like I say, now we're 3-1, and their instructions at half-time is make sure you get the first goal. And if they get it, it's game on. And they were game on when they got that early goal. You know, their bench was buoyant, they're driving their players on, and we had to deal with a lot of pressure. But fortunately, we managed to get the goals going the other way. I mean, today, we looked like we could score every time we went forward, which is encouraging. But the worrying thing is, where we've been solid, they look like they could score as well. So it was one of them games.
There was a hint of offside for Dale Southwell's goal, the side's fourth goal. What did you make of that? Do you think it was offside?
At the time, I thought it was, but Dale pointed out to me in the dressing room after the game, when I said we got away with it there, he just said that the guy who played it back to the goalkeeper for the clearance was still in. So Dale knew he was still in, so he's coming out as Dale's picking the ball up. So Dale said it was onside, so that's why he had a touch on the ball, because I thought he'd have to run past it, so he's not playing. But no, apparently Dale thought it was onside. We'll have to see on the video. The bottom line is, the linesman thought it was onside, so did Dale, and we've gone and scored the fourth.
Now, looking ahead to North Harrowby on Sunday, is that a game you're relishing? You obviously owe them one, don't you?
Well, we'll put our tin hats on and we'll go down there and we'll have a battle. But yeah, we do own one in a sense, because, I mean, last year was even, I think. I think we lost away, we won at home. But this year, you know, we've drew one and they've won the other two. So it would be nice not to have a club take 6 points off you. So we'll be going there to at least get something from the game. And then that would set us up nice for Lowestoft and Colwyn Bay. So at the moment, we've got our first 3 points in the festive period, and we'll try and continue that.
I know we touched on it just before the game, but I think you're perhaps looking at playing Mark Newsham and McGee in that game.
Well, I can't give too much away now. I mean, they'll be in my thoughts, because obviously I can't be giving them all.
But looking to rotate your team over the Christmas period?
Yeah, we will make one or two changes, but I won't be telling Billy what they are 2 days in advance so they can prepare properly. But we will be making some changes.